Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Let's start this music with some music by Brahms, his variation on a theme by Haydn. It's also known as the St. Anthony Variations. He wrote it back in the summer of 1873 and consists of a theme in B-flat major based on the chorale St. Anthony, also 8 variations and a finale. The work was published in 2 different versions, one for 2 pianos, which was written first, and also one for orchestra. Now, the orchestral version is better known, and the first performance of it was given back on the 2nd of November back in 1873 by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Brahms' baton. And this morning we're going to hear selections by the Vienna Philharmonic again, but this time under the baton of Sir John Barbaroli. The Vienna Philharmonic with Sir John Barbaroli conducting, and those were selections from Brahms' Variation on a Theme by Haydn.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some amazing artistry of Vladimir Horowitz. Pianist Vladimir Horowitz left Kiev back at the tender age of 22 with American money tucked in the soles of his shoes. His exit visa allowed him to be away for 6 months, but he stayed away for 60 years, eventually becoming a U.S. citizen. It was thought that he would never return to the Soviet Union, but at the age of 82, all of this changed. He had a desire to see Russia once more before he died, and with an agreement between the states and the Soviet Union, he returned as an ambassador of peace. His concert was a sellout in Moscow, with comments like, "It is not human, it can only come from heaven," and "He is the only pianist who can play colors." Well, this morning we're in for a real treat. From the iconic concert, here is Music by Chopin.
Thank you.
And you can hear from the applause live in Moscow. That was the incomparable Vladimir Horowitz performing two of Chopin's mazurkas, one in C-sharp minor and one in F minor.
The 35th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. From Dan Magan, The Head in the Heart, and Hey Rosetta, to the voice of Tunisia's Emil Mathlouthi and Mozambique's Wazimbo, you'll find artists you know and love, plus a world of amazing music to discover. Three evenings, two full days of music and magic, you want to be there. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival early bird deadline is June 11th. Info and tickets available at thefestival.bc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to add a little fire to your Sunday morning. Some music by Stravinsky. Now, he wrote his ballet Petrushka in 1911 as a burlesque in four scenes, with the action taking place at the fair in St. Petersburg back in 1830. Now, it's the story of a Russian traditional puppet called Petrushka, who is made out of straw with a bag of sawdust on his body. I think I've dated some like that. In any case, he comes to life and develops emotions. This morning, we're going to hear the final tableau number 4. Back at the fair, there's lots of merrymaking and some mayhem going on to boot. Here's the Philharmonia Orchestra with Elihu Inbal conducting.
We'll be right back.
The Philharmonia Orchestra with Elihu Inbal conducting. That was the finale from Stravinsky's Petrushka.
Awesome.
Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR.
Well, I think.
By the way, you're awesome.
Well, I'll agree with him, but I do think listening to Classical Chaos on a Sunday morning is just as equally awesome. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move upwards in time a little bit and in geography with some music by the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir under the direction of Robin Thomas.
Oh,
The God who gave us life, also softly as I leave you. That was the Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir from the disc Take Me Home. And it's oboe music time here on Classical Chaos. Now I look forward to this very much every week. And today it's traditionally by Bach, but a little unique in the form of the oboe d'amore. It's the middle child between the oboe and the English horn, and is very rich in beauty and sound. Its most famous modern passage that you probably recognize comes from Ravel's Bolero, where the oboe d'amore follows the clarinet with the main theme for the second time. But don't worry, this morning it's a PG show, and we'll be hearing a performance of Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore with Douglas Boyd and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Enjoy. Douglas Boyd and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. That was a performance of Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore and Orchestra. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we've got some time for a concert announcement, which is coming up this afternoon, which is well worth attending. It's the third annual Joy of Music Youth for Youth Benefit Concert in support of the BC Hospital Foundations. It's going to be a great show with some incredibly talented young musicians. It starts today at 5 at VCC School Music Auditorium, and tickets are only $25. I well recommend it for a lovely afternoon. Stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio with Worku, and I'm going to leave you with some music from some Edmonton musicians. They're called Juba. This is from their disc, Mafaro. Till next time. Yes, who is in him?
Sole la, ne la, sole la.